Hello and welcome to another edition of the Crippled Crisp Review. As always, I am Marijn, or Captain Kane.
And I'm Brace Boy, or Sam, and this is episode 44. It's a big one.
Yes, we always try to think of new stuff to surprise you with every podcast we make.
Yeah, but
and this time we have a doozy.
Yeah, well, this time we went back to our originals, I might say. Because the first written review of a crisp we ever published, and this is about, I think, in 2016 or 17, we published natural crisps. Just natural, plain salted crisps.
Yes.
And let's just revisit the natural. That was Lay's, and we're doing Albert Heijn today. So that's a...
And important distinction. The important thing is we are going to do a comparative study.
Oh, I thought we were doing that as a surprise, but
Surprise.
No, apparently,
yeah, we can still do it as a surprise. But no. And we have the regular natural crisps.
Yeah. The ones that are just
the salted crisps. Yeah. The flat ones.
Flat ones, and then we have the ridged ones.
Yes, and we are going to try and find out which one is better, which gives a better crisp experience.
Indeed.
So I'd say let's start off.
Yeah. Let's do this.
The regular ones.
Yeah.
The flat ones.
Open up the bag.
Salty and potatoey.
Oh. This is exciting stuff. I didn't expect that.
Yeah, you wanted a surprise, right?
Yeah, salty and potatoey. And a little bit of fat.
Yes.
Fatty boom boom.
Yeah, flavor, same as smell.
Yes.
They're okay. Nothing too special.
Yeah. Let's just say it, plain old boring.
Yeah. I'd like to try these out with a dip, but we're not going to try that out today.
Nope. It's also, so the flavor isn't exciting, the smell isn't exciting.
No.
I'm doing the quick round on, by the way.
Yeah.
And then the crunch is not really exciting.
No. It's okay.
No.
But
I wouldn't recommend them, but they're not bad. So I have to give them a passing grade of 2.5 stars.
Well, yeah, but I'm going to give them a passing grade of 2.5 stars as well. Because
two and a half bags.
Indeed.
No. Okay. Enough of these. Let's try the other one.
Yes.
Open up the bag. Excuse me.
These smell a bit fishy.
Fishy like fish?
Yeah.
Or fishy like in strange?
Now just try out yourself.
I get what you mean.
That they don't really smell the same as the other salted crisps.
No.
But I don't find anything of that in the flavor.
No. Flavor is totally the same, equal to the normal ones.
Yeah.
The only thing better and improved in this one, and this is kind of expected, is the cringe.
Yes. But that's the only thing.
Yeah. So I would give them three crisp bags, and so I give them a half a point
in,
more.
In comparison to the regular ones, the crunch isn't even that much better.
No.
So, all in all, for the Albert Heijn salted crisps regular and the salted crisps with ridges, I'd say 2-star. I gave the others 2.5. So 2.5.
I give these 3. And then the half point difference is because of the better cringe. Or maybe I give them 2.75.
Well, let's just keep it 2.5, between 2.5 and 3.
Yeah.
Nothing special.
No.
And I don't think the ridges add something to the flavor.
No.
In this case.
No. Totally, you're totally correct. I couldn't say it better myself.
So maybe we should go on then, quickly, because these are boring.
Hey Marijn, you prepared a trivia, or let's say it, we have prepared a trivia a little bit together in a sense.
Yeah, well, we did something different, because this episode is supposed to be something different.
Yeah, it's a little bit of a different episode, it's a little bit of
when I was looking for facts, trivia about
natural flavored
crisps.
Potatoes.
No, about ridged crisps.
It wasn't exciting at all.
No, I couldn't find that much. Well, but I did find some tests about which crisp I am.
Yeah.
And I did it, of course, because that is my duty for you as a podcast host. I needed to do these tests.
These are tests in Dutch, and we have links in the description down below.
Yes, there's one on upcoming.nl.
Yeah.
And that said, that I am natural salted crisps with ridges.
Oh, so you're
because
boring.
I like to be normal and boring.
Boring.
But sometimes I get crazy.
And then it turns out you're still boring.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, I did this.
But
test
we
as
will
well.
Discuss your results
in a
moment.
I got vegetable crisps from this one.
Which is even more boring.
No. These were described as bleh.
Oh, yeah.
That's not boring. If you go you are boring.
No. No, that's
it's
true.
Horrible,
because,
but it
because
isn't
you
boring.
Need to clean your room then. Okay, and I found another one on maidenmagazine.nl, which is for girls, school-going girls, high school-going girls,
you're,
I guess.
You're a big old pedo bear, you.
What? I just found this.
Yeah, you just found it.
Yeah, it was an accident. Anyways.
When she's tied up in your basement, are you going to say it was
I don't even have a basement.
That's what they all say, Marijn. That's what they all say.
Joseph, but I really don't.
Josef Fritzl also said that.
Well, at least I'm in a line of well-known news people.
Yeah.
Well,
no, I don't
about know. 10 years ago. No one knows about Josef Fritzl anymore.
Yeah, you can Google that.
Well, in maybe in Austria.
Yeah, maybe in Austria, although everybody
but still,
does that in their
game. What I was going to say, I did this test on madmagazine.nl.
Yeah.
And there I was just plain salted crisp.
Natural so you
crisp.
Were even more boring.
Yes.
Yeah.
Apparently I'm not too fancy.
Yeah, and this website I as well was plain salted crisps, so I was
would that be their answer to everyone making
probably,
that test?
Probably. We're going to please do these tests. We put links in the doobly doo down below.
Let us know.
Even if you don't understand Dutch, please just send us your results. Just fill out whatever you want.
We
want
to know if the answer is always natural crisps.
Yeah, because that would be insulting. I mean, I'm not the same as you. I'm at least a paprika compared to your natural crisp.
Well, apparently not.
No, apparently not.
Apparently you're a vegetable. These are lies. Well, no, you're completely right. You're a vegetable crisp.
Yeah. Thanks, bro. Thanks, bro.
Okay. Yeah, but that's about all the crispy goodness we got for you this week.
I'm gonna put a bumper on your...
Ow! Sam. Yeah. You called me, I believe, a couple of days ago.
Yeah.
In panic, yeah. I can say.
Yeah.
Because
I was panicking.
You were going to the supermarket.
No, I was.
And on your way back.
Yes.
You lost your wallet.
I lost my wallet.
Which is dangerous in Amsterdam.
Which is dangerous everywhere, I think. But
that's true.
I.
Well, and, maybe not in Assen.
Of course. Like always, I had everything in your wallet. They always say spread things out, keep a couple of things at home so you have a spare, you know, keep one of your ATM cards at home so you have a spare. But of course, I brought all my ATM cards on this day and put them all in my wallet.
That was very important.
And I had dry cleaning receipts in there and knife sharpening receipts in there because I get my knife sharpened because apparently I'm a serial killer or a great home cook. You decide in the comments down below.
Or maybe both.
But long story short. Oh no, wait, we have to stretch this story. No, I'm making it short.
No, you have to stretch this story.
But maybe you can keep it short.
The story is quite short.
It was pouring rain like it can do in the Netherlands. It was really pouring. So I was cycling home the distance between the supermarket and my home is like maybe 200 meters. It's not that far.
You shouldn't be asking me because I don't live here.
No, but I'm
200 meters.
200 let's... meters. And let's say in like I was on my way for half the way and I felt in my pocket and I didn't feel my coat pocket and I felt that my zipper of my coat pocket was down and I felt that my keys were still in there but that my wallet was missing. So I panicked because I knew that I paid my groceries at the supermarket with my wallet, so I knew that I still had it before I got on my bicycle. So I bicycled back that same way and I looked everywhere on the ground if I could find it, but it was pouring rain, so
yes.
My glasses got a little...
So your wallet was drained off to one of the Amsterdam canals.
Probably, but my glasses were also foggy with water and all the fogginess, so I couldn't see that well, and my wallet is like every real man's wallet, brown and leather. So if it's
looks like dog shit.
It looks like dog shit, and there's a lot of dog shit in Amsterdam on the streets. So you know.
So it's difficult to find back.
Difficult to find back. I came into the supermarket. I asked his manager if they had found a wallet, and they said no, we didn't find anything. And then I noted down my number and information so that if they would find something, they could give me a call. And then I went back home and I called you because I wanted to discuss stuff about the podcast. And I was like, I'm going to wait another hour before I cancel all my cards and get new ones. Because if it gets found, you want it with all your cards still working in them, and then you can just do it like that. And then during our phone call, I got another phone call, but I didn't hear that. But they answered my voicemail, of course, and it was the police. And some beautiful person, I don't know whom, found my wallet and returned it to the police. I came into the police office. They gave me back my wallet. I asked if I could send somebody a gift or a thank you note or whatever, and they didn't they hadn't written anybody's name down. So I would like to extend to everyone, if you found my wallet and you can't prove this shit.
Or if you know this person.
If you know,
let us know in the comments down below.
Let us know in the comments down below, and we will give you a shout out in one of our episodes. And maybe we will send you a bag of crisps or something.
So your wallet was returned.
My wallet was returned
in Amsterdam.
Yeah. In Amsterdam, it is
must have been an old lady.
Must have been an old lady. Yeah.
But still, maybe not. Maybe it was just someone who thought,
honest,
"Oh,
old lady."
I would be so fucked if I would have lost my wallet. Let me bring it to the police.
Yeah. Maybe it was just a good Samaritan.
So faith in humanity was restored again.
Yeah. Now, restored. Built for the first time. Then it's
it was already on its lowest point.
It was always on its lowest point, and now.
But now it's a little bit higher.
It's.
Can you tell how much higher, or is it so infinitely small?
It is. If you put two cubes of sugar on top of each other, and then lick twice on the highest cube of sugar, then it melts a little bit down, then it's that high.
That's not very high.
Then that's not high at all.
1.5 centimeters? Maybe? Yeah, probably, not even, I guess.
I think. Depends what side you put them on. If you put them on
that's
the long
true.
Side.
That's true.
But that's why this metaphor works so well. You can interpret it in so many different ways.
I see what you did there. Yeah. Now I needed the clue.
But let's go to the roundup of this episode.
So, first we tried the natural salted crisps
from Albert Heijn.
And we tried both the normal and the riched ones.
Yeah.
And we were not very excited
no.
by both of them.
No.
So
two and a half stars.
Two and a half bags.
Yeah, two bags.
Sorry. And that's it.
Yeah. Then we talked about, as trivia, we did a test.
Yeah.
That finds out.
A quiz. What kind of crisp you are.
What kind of crisps we are indeed. I was vegetable crisps and you were natural with riches.
Yes.
Yes.
Because I'm crazy sometimes.
And you're crazy sometimes and I'm...
Yeah. not my words.
my own words. And then we talked about my found and then my lost and then found wallet, which was an exciting story, I think.
Still,
I was so excited that you started looking at your phone. So that means that it was a real exciting story.
Yes.
Now,
I was looking on my phone if my wallet was found, which is still in my back pocket.
Yeah.
Not going to tell you which one, because that makes pickpocketing easier.
Indeed. So this was it for this episode of the Crippled Crisp Preview, and we had fun here talking about our stories, sharing our stuff.
Yeah, we want to now at the end we want to give a shout out to Audio Geeks.
Yeah, Audio Geeks. We are now that's the new platform that you can find us on. All our episodes are on there. It's a fun website full of podcasts with nerdy, geeky stuff, talking about movies, talking about
which you will like,
the pop culture, talking about all type of fantasy and geek stuff, mostly in Dutch, but it's still fun, I think, for all our listeners. And we want to thank them for being there. And you can still find all our podcasts, of course, on Radio Public, on Spotify, iTunes, Stickler. The whole shebang, we're still on there.
You can still find us through our old website.
iratecrystals.com.
Yes.
We're still on there as well. You can find us on Facebook. You can find us on Twitter.
Instagram.
Instagram as well. All as iratecrisps.
Find us there. Like, subscribe. And until then, that is how the crisp crunches.